Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
Cody, how you doing, man? How is Corey treating you?
You know, I gotta say, like, I doing bizarrely well. Like, I stopped counting the days when day like 65 hit, but for like the first 40 days, like, my existence wasn't too much different than it normally is, as far as like just staying in my apartment and not going anywhere. So like that's been pretty normal. The only thing that I'm missing is, guys, I miss just grabbing like expensive lunches with friends. Like, that's the one thing. Like, just getting some sushi, getting some like pizza, like all that's the only thing that I've really been missing. Like I've gotten this thing lately where I've just been taking drives like once a week. Like I'll go like I'll drive to like Long Beach, I'll do the PCH, I'll like drive deep into the valley and come back. Like that's been like the thing that's been keeping me mentally the most cleared and anchored over the past, like, I guess 3 months at this point, 2.5 months.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that used to be a thing that people did, I think, in like, at least based on my deep historical knowledge from Mad Men and like one other movie. I think people used to like go on the Sunday drive together where driving was the destination. Like people would just drive for pleasure. Yeah. And I find myself like coming up with an excuse to just like go for a spin around the neighborhood.
Well, that used to be like the whole thing when, like, in high school, like when we were driving and shit, albums would come out on Tuesdays.
Oh yeah.
And you pick up a new CD and then you'd go fucking mob around in Jono's Infinity. You know what I mean? Shout out to that path of that QX4 with on 20s, and those guys tried to rob us that one time. But that was like the activity was merely just like music and driving. I'm doing that again a little bit too, where like you're saying, Cody, I'll take the longest way to go get something.
Yeah. They dropped The Chronic on Spotify like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I put that on and drove to Long Beach, and man, let me tell you, it was a mood.
Wow.
It was a good mood, boys.
There you go.
Yeah.
The nice thing for me has been that I have never had a driver's license, so there's nothing to miss, really.
Right.
By design.
Yeah. I only go as far as the Walgreens, and then there's an invisible force field because that's when I get tired.
You're stuck in your own little video
game. TV over here.
Cody, you've also been blessing the world, and super producer Daniel, who's not here today, but a big Doughboys fan, and he came letting us know about the Baja Blast homemade.
Recipe. So like, I want to set the record straight. I gave the wrong mix level in the Doughboys. I said 1-to-1. It should be 80-20, 80% Mountain Dew, 20% blue Powerade, not Gatorade. Okay. Blue Powerade.
Oh, keep it in the Pepsi family.
Yeah, Pepsi family. I'm all about that branding. North Carolina, shout out Kings, we stand. I will say that even with that 20 to 80% ratio, there is so much high fructose corn syrup that you're putting into your body that like you instantly get sleepy and shut down. So like I got to say, don't do it when you have things to do during the day. If you're like, right. You know, maybe you're like actually care about the things that you put in your body and not like me who just ingest all types of organ meats and poison. I will say I would not recommend doing it more than once a day or maybe even more than once a week. It's a lot of glucose you're putting into your body. But if you're looking for a hack and you're like, you're not near a Taco Bell, get that 80-20% going and it'll set your life straight.
All right. Yeah.
Have you tried the Baja Blast Mountain Dew Zero that they've been releasing in cans?
I didn't even know that was... This is breaking news. Wait, what is this?
Hit the shelves
Jack,
of
Jack, don't tell
Ralph's.
Him about it. Save this. Don't save yourself, God. Cody.
Well, so listen, I've got some breaking news of my own. I got a bad batch. I got a bunch flat Mountain Dew Zero Baja Blasts.
Whoa.
Which I was very unhappy about.
Wait, what do you mean you got a bad batch? Like, what the flavor was
completely
off?
It was cut properly.
Oh, it was flat.
It was flat.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
wow. You should go back to the grocery store. Now more than ever, you should go to
the grocery
store.
Give them a piece of my mind.
And like, let me film you going
flat.
Off. Yeah. And you open each can, go, you hear that? Nothing. You hear that? Nothing. You hear that? Nothing.
I came here for carbonation.
Fortunately, I have more than enough of good batches because I bought out the whole shelf. So, flex.
They're like, sir, you seem to be the only person with that problem. Everyone else been happy. And like Cody says, I came here for carbonation, not obfuscation.
Yeah. Can't pull wool over my eyes, guys.
Guys, what is a myth? What's something people think is true, you know, to be false or vice versa?
So we talked about this. I mean, this is, again, another very old reference. But there was a thing, there was a myth going around in the 1980s about Phil Collins, lead singer of Genesis. Phil Collins sang a song, In the Air Tonight. And the myth about the song was that he had watched someone else watch someone drown, which we're like, doesn't that mean you watch them drown? You fucking watched them drown.
No, I was just focused on the bystander.
Oh, no, you saw him drown. You watched
him. What was that guy doing over there? What's that splashing sound?
So then apparently he wrote In the Air Tonight, where the lyrics in the song were, and I was there and I saw what you did, saw it with my own two eyes. Which is somewhat of a bit misnomer because he didn't do anything. He just sat there and watched the guy drown. So you saw what he didn't do.
Right.
But so you were there. You saw what he did. So then the myth was that he invited that guy to a concert and then sang that song to him to let him know that he saw him watch another person drown. Which to us was like, sounds like a logistical nightmare. Because what if... You send the guy tickets, and he comes.
Then you gotta like be like, did he get here?
Then
did he get here?
Now the whole band is in on it too. They're
so
like
guys. Right. Phil Collins is like saying to like Mike Rutherford and the other guys in Genesis.
It wasn't Genesis. It's Phil Collins by himself.
Oh, that's right. Phil Collins. He's saying to the band, "Hey guys, listen, we gotta have a real loose set list tonight. It's gotta bounce around."
Because what if he's like ready to sing the song and the guy's out taking a leak? You know what I mean? Or getting a hot dog. Or
so
something.
Now it's like, maybe did they start the song and then notice he was gone and go to another song? And then it makes him look very, it's a plan with a lot of holes that feels like a huge mistake.
So that feels like a myth that, you know, we all accept is true, but it didn't happen.
I wonder if he really did see someone drown, though. Do a lot of people still believe that, though? Like that he, and then he's just trying to create some kind of layer of like liability insurance.
Right.
Like,
I merely like watched the person. My friend is having marital trouble.
Right.
My friend witnessed somebody drown.
That's like, wait, what? And didn't do anything.
And that's why I wrote this.
Right. There's a lot of people in Phil Collins' life who are saying, are you your friend?
Yeah. Right.
Are you your friend? Exactly. Yeah.
I think people believe that he saw something. Because how would you write that song? I mean, unless he just is like, it's a metaphor for, you know, whatever. But
maybe
it is,
two hearts beating at just one time was him saying, those two people are actually one. It's all me.
Right.
That was his confession song.
There you go.
Yeah. I have to think that's true. I think we've solved it.
We solved it. We busted that myth. What was your other myth, Ren? I think Nugenics is like a crazy myth that it helps you because, you know, you see all those ads for like Frank Thomas, you know, the former White Sox.
The Big
like,
Hurt.
Big Hurt. No, that's my favorite.
The woman, he goes.
The woman at the restaurant is like.
No, they're at the bar. She's like, hey, that's Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt. It's like, you don't know that that's the Big Hurt.
Right.
You don't.
I know that as a child of the 90s, like who loved baseball. But like when every time I see that, the first time I saw that commercial was so jarring because I was like, what? I mean, Frank Thomas looks great. No shade to him. But who could he possibly be selling something to?
I mean, I don't want to throw shade to him. He looks fine. All right. He doesn't look like unbelievable. It's not like you look at Frank Thomas and you're like,
no, I watched like Mike Tyson throw some punches in like a little like video display. And I'm like, that dude is in his 50s and like he's jacked. And he's like, Frank Thomas doesn't look like that. Frank Thomas looks like smooth and
Frank Thomas
good.
Looks like
he looks
a guy.
Like he wasn't like abusing his body after the sports more than anything.
Right.
Frank Thomas looks like he works out 3 days a week and only his upper body. Okay. So that's what Frank he certainly doesn't look like he's been cut out of granite by Nugenics.
No.
So
Frank Thomas looks like someone who like at meals with his wife is like, she's like, don't have another piece of bread because the meal is coming. He's like, I can
you got Nugenics back up.
Nugenics. I'm on Nugenics.
Nugenics says I
and
can
these people
have
are
it.
Freaking out. And then the guy, and then he says to the guy, and she'll enjoy it too. And my son watched that, and my son was like, he's 11. He's like, why? And I'm like,
I don't know.
I don't know why.
We don't know why she'll enjoy it.
I really don't know.
Right.
She's going to enjoy it.
It tastes good. It tastes like Kool-Aid.
I was just reading up. Phil Collins on Fallon said that the meaning was he was going through a divorce.
Oh,
that's what
he says. So he saw someone else someone drown.
Drowning and you could not lend a hand?
Yeah,
right.
Okay. I mean, look, it's all metaphors, you know, like I guess in that sense, you can use that to explain. Okay, should we really break it down?
Yes. How is him going through a divorce? How is that
watching another man
watch someone else drown? Like if he's the guy going through it, who's he watching drown? Who's he watching watch another person drown? Himself?
Yeah, like, or it's like really passive aggressive. Like he's taking shots at his ex-wife. It's like, you saw me just drowning there. You didn't fucking help me.
That's it. I was the one drowning. Or maybe
and
it's
I blame
or just
you
like calling his ex-wife a really bad friend. Being man, you really could have helped your friend out there. She was going through something just because it's a divorce song. It's very petty.
Like, it's the metaphor. I am the friend. I am also drowning.
I'm also drowning. Right. Exactly.
I wonder, okay, now, was it that he caught them cheating?
Maybe.
Because if you said, well, if you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face before, my friend, but I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there, and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes, so you can wipe it off that grin. I know where you've been.
It's all been a pack of lies.
Yeah, we hit that drum solo.
Those are my favorite lyrics of the song, by the way.
Yeah, amazing.
Well, it actually comes later on. It's no stranger to you.
All right, well, you know what, Miles? It was fine.
Good point, Miles. Good point.
People were going to let us go.
Hey, you got to respect that, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That drum fill and fill. There you
double fill.
We are thrilled to have with us, coming from Minneapolis, the rapper, former Daily Zeitgeist guest at our Minneapolis live show and at our Minneapolis hotel room record, POS. What's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? It is really good to see you, Zoom with you.
Yeah, man, it's great to see you. Obviously, been thinking about you a lot in the past couple days, and just wanted to kind of have you on and hear, you know, what things look like from your perspective right now in Minneapolis.
Well, I'll say it like this: it's super sad, and it's crazy. It is a pandemic, and people are rioting, and it's I am too afraid to die to jump into a pandemic and get close with people for the most part anyway. I had a kidney transplant a few years back, so I'm suppressed. I can't risk it, but I would be out there right now even in a pandemic if it wasn't like that. It's scary and it's sad. I woke up and saw the video before I even had the crust out of my eyes, and yeah, it's been emotional.
It's hard to watch. Yeah,
it's been emotional for days. I didn't even I didn't realize what I was seeing until it was like halfway over, and then I like sat up in bed and just, you know, cried all day, man. This is not even a big city. Like,
yeah,
I could ride a bike to where it happened in a half hour. You know, drive there in 5 minutes. Like,
yeah, you can. I mean, all that. Every city is experiencing the same thing to a certain extent, because whether it's LA, there are people demonstrating, shutting the 101 down, New Orleans, just everywhere. There are people just
because building, it's been pressured up.
Yeah. And every, you know, with every George Zimmerman that gets off and, you know, Eric Garner type death, another sort of pebble is put on the scales of our backs in terms of the emotional trauma we deal with as Black Americans, and have to continually witness the cycle of, here's the pattern. We get killed. There are no consequences. That signals to others, it's open season. And the frustrations you are seeing spill out into the streets is what, you know, that's what pain looks like. That's what feeling powerless looks like. It may look like look how powerful they're setting things down. No. That is a product of feeling powerless. And that is the only recourse you have to feel heard, because the words don't work anymore.
It's powerlessness, it's hurt, and it's rage, man. It's rage. Yeah. You know, it's rage. And nothing changes. Nothing. I don't know. Every time something like this happens, which is all the fucking time, people fight and people want to get something done to change something or to make like actual structural changes. But it seems like every city just doubles down. In Minneapolis, they are not proposing, but they are going for an $8 million budget increase for the Minneapolis Police Department.
Similar thing in LA. Yeah, what did you say, Miles? It was like a $3 billion being sunk into. And it feels like the expectation is, because there's a pandemic going on, that these sort of things can be passed through without anybody really noticing it. But
right.
Yeah, rather than like the things that matter, which are, you know, like subsidized housing, affordable housing,
exactly,
helping the unhoused. That's really the problem in this city, because it's not the crime.
Yeah, they're just hiring more people to reinforce the status quo. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, and that's...
it feels like on top of all of that, with Trump, it's so easy to blame everything on Trump. But in real life, like all these people who have had these bullshit agendas for years and years and years, all of a sudden, not only do they have like an open door with nobody paying attention, but they have somebody kind of on top of every system from the state level up who is there like, yeah, it's floodgates time, man. Do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just waving all the nonsense through. It is really hard and it is really frustrating. And yeah, like I said, I would be out there too.
What's it like, you know, because you have a son who's 20.
Yeah.
And
he was out there in a mask. He's out there every night. He's my kid. So he's been to protests when he was on my shoulders, you know? Mm-hmm. And now he's out there on his own, knowing how to do it and knowing where to be. And I'm scared, man. I'm scared. It's a pandemic. You can't be like, hey, I know you're already right. Wearing masks, but keep that distance too.
But yeah, there's no what other choice do we have?
Yeah,
you know, like we haven't like we're death is on the doorstep either way.
Man, and they're not just they're protesting at the precinct, and they're protesting at that officer's house.
Yeah, the murderer's house.
The murderer's house. That they wouldn't deliver food to him last night, and they're just
chanting. I saw that.
Yeah, they're chanting. What's his name? George. Like outside.
Something Chauvin or whatever his name is.
Yeah, and there's he's been involved with 4 shootings or deaths already.
Hey, right.
I have no idea how he's still a cop.
Right.
The thing that struck me the most in that video is him leaning on this man's neck with his fucking hands in his pocket and the most casual look on his face.
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And with the other cops just standing there too, just like casually observing it. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. I read that he had 18 prior complaints against him before this.
Yeah.
And no one did anything.
Yeah. Nobody does anything.
Slap on the wrist. Man.
Sorry, it's hard to not just yell and get emotional.
No, and yeah. I think, and the thing that we have to also keep our eye on is that these systems are preserved by our legislators, and that's why it's so important that we elect people that aren't going to cape for these people. Amy Klobuchar declined to ever prosecute even this officer, this exact officer who killed him, who killed George Floyd. She had the opportunity to prosecute him and multiple police officers for excessive force and did not. And this is because we have this system in place that we have to, you know, the police are able to support, to reinforce our predatory white supremacist capitalist system. And that's,
that's what they are there for. That's who they're there to protect is fucking Target.
Yeah.
Everybody shops at Target. They got great stuff, whatever. But like, man, I don't care. I don't care to see a Target go up like that. It's more important at this point. Nobody expects reforms. Nobody believes anybody when they say they're going to change shit. Everybody just wants the whole thing abolished. Strike the whole thing down, start over. You know?
Yeah.
And of course, we don't get there until this happens on the biggest scale forever. I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's hard to articulate anything right now because.
You can articulate anything. Yeah, man, it's hard to feel anything past. Just rage and hopeless, you know? And this is down the street. Yeah. There's drone shots that look like a fucking war zone, dude.
Yeah.
Are you pretty much staying home as of right now just because of the quarantining and everything?
Yeah, I have been just in my spot. I think, I mean, because of being sick and, you know, having a compromised immune system, and not necessarily knowing what to trust, I started quarantining maybe a week and a half before they said you got to start quarantining. And I don't really plan on waiting until September.
Yeah.
I got,
so at least there's real treatment for it.
There's not only real treatment, but like real, believable, factual evidence that people know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
For life, they stopped forcing people to stay inside right as we got the worst of it for us. We're seeing our peaks right now, right as everybody's going outside for summer and protesting. So like nothing that anybody says about this being safe or things are open means anything to me because I'll die. Like I'm not guaranteeing I'll die, guys, but I'm saying like so many people in our general age group aren't as worried as they should be because it came out as like a thing old people get.
Right.
Yeah. But that's not the case.
It's not the case, man.
Yeah.
There's not enough known, man. So yeah, I'm camped out and I understand why people want to go protest and I really probably would be doing the same thing. But I feel like at this point, there's gotta be, I don't know, man, where's the old Anonymous at?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What's the next step here? Yeah, I mean, yeah, Steph, so much love to you and the city of Minneapolis.
Yeah, man,
it's we're all feeling it, man. And
yeah,
I appreciate it. We all appreciate it here, speaking for the city. But it's America, man. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it won't be 2 weeks before this happens somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's there's not much to say about it. I don't know. I appreciate you guys checking in, and I appreciate you guys for having a funny ass show that also manages to cover all the shit that is important.
Thank you for taking a second.
Yeah, thanks
for
taking
time. People like you, man.
Hey,
stay safe. All right, guys, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk to you about a myth.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. Scott, what is a myth? What's something people think is true, you know, to be false?
This is a music thing and a kind of a studio thing for me. But the myth that most rock people are familiar with is that Bob Dylan played at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965, famously plugging in and playing electric. Kind of a pivot point in popular music.
Right.
The myth is that the crowd was beside themselves, upset about this folky that they loved going electric, and booed him and were outraged. And famously, folky Pete Seeger was backstage trying to cut the microphone cables with an axe.
Okay.
None of that is so.
A little cartoonish.
Yeah.
To be
that especially.
History.
Now, right. There are parts of that there's different versions of that have gone around. Most people don't believe that, but people do believe that the audience went crazy about it. And not the case. I was reading Al Kooper's memoir It's called Backstage Passes and Backstabbing Bastards. Al Kooper is famously the guy who played organ on like a Rolling Stone, kind of talked his way into it. And then, you know, he had this incredible career where he produced Skynyrd and Blood, Sweat and Tears and all these bands through the 70s and into the 80s. He was there. He was playing in Dylan's band. And he's like, no, that's not the case. People had been seeing Dylan play electric. It wasn't the first time he picked up an electric guitar. Everybody knew he was doing this. And they were very polite and everything was fine. And yeah, Pete right. Seeger was not trying to cut the mic cables. So yeah, that is a big myth among the music community.
Yeah, what believe. About the what about the Royal Albert Hall performance? Because
yeah.
So that's one that I had on I'm big Dylan good authority. Head, and I have on good authority. No, I have the bootleg of it.
Yeah.
And people are booing kind of, and like somebody's like Judas.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like not clear. I don't know. It could just be Bob Dylan being very dramatic and picking out the one person. Being the Michael Jordan of rock music, just being like, and that was all I needed.
That's all I needed.
All I needed.
Wait, though, was the Royal Albert after the Newport show?
I think it was.
So, like, and it was out was there first, that people like, didn't touring. Like. Right.
It was 65. Or yeah, maybe it was like 66.
This weird. I don't know. Reading about that whole like division, also just like watching documentaries about Dylan, where like
Dylan.
Everything he says, people are like, ah, he's so funny and charming, right. like freaking
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they love him.
Really,
yeah.
like puts a polite like NPR New York Intellectual Society into perspective for me. Like now, I just feel like it like puts. All that whole kind of scene into perspective.
Right.
Yeah. And again, it's like you say, he does half the concert acoustic.
Right.
And they're perfectly happy. No, again, knowing full well that he's going to play
the new stuff.
Right. They're not right. like, what is going on? There's a band here. Yeah. And, yeah. These songs were released like a Rolling Stone was out, you know. And
wait, at these performances, they perform other songs they've also written as yeah. well.
Yeah. So the second set, the band comes out and they play, and he's definitely antagonizing them a bit because they're kind of paying lip service to the idea that they should be upset.
Right.
And they're having fun. They're like, oh, and they start clapping to kind of drown him out for a minute. And the guy does shout Judas. And it's so fantastic. The energy in it is so good. And
yeah, it's
the
fun.
The band is on fire.
I mean, everyone should know, fans don't turn on the artist they love this because they plugged a guitar into an amp. You know what I mean? Like Kanye West is out here as like white supremacist and people are like, I yeah. love everything.
Yeah. So, yeah, yeah. Love
like,
it.
Like they, yeah. I'm like,
but have you,
you know,
but have you heard early registration?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, late registration. Yeah, I mean,
late
college dropout. And it took me a while too. Like even when he had that one like moment on the Yeezus tour, or the Pablo tour, he was like talking about Trump, and people were like, "What?" People were booing him that time because they were like, "Get yeah, this yeah. man out of here!" But even then, it took me a second to be like, "Huh? Is that?"
Huh. Dude, all right,
it takes it. You don't immediately arrive to booing immediately unless they are saying right. something like, you know, have some trash, you know, political take. But still yeah. takes a while.
It does.
Yeah.
People are willing to forgive a lot from their favorite
yes,
artists.
Yes, absolutely. Especially yeah. like when you go to a show too, like when you know that they have a new album out that you don't like and you're just praying, you're like, please prioritize like the good earlier stuff. Like, I don't yeah. like this new experimental shit you're doing. And then it comes out and you're still like, well, I love them either way. It's not my favorite. And maybe it's less yeah. about me and it's about them expressing themselves. And that's what I'm paying.
Right. Yeah. yeah. And yeah, you know, there's something to that.
Yeah.
You give them the benefit of the doubt to a point. You know?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. And then at the end of the day, you know, you march with your dollars. You know, if you don't want to go to the next show, then you
exactly go. Right. Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the George Floyd video, another
just
murder that would have gone completely unpunished, unremarked upon, probably, if the people who were watching it didn't have cameras on.
Yeah.
And if the police didn't feel like just so invincible that they could just slowly, just unaccountable, just strangle someone to death, like over the course of 8 minutes, like on the street with people watching. and they were fired, and that like they need to be in jail. Like yesterday, they need to be in jail. 2 days ago, they need to be in jail. It seems like a new level, but I don't know that it is. I think it might just be more of the same shit that we just keep seeing. And I can't imagine what the feelings are of people who know him, people, you know, African American people in this country, like people who have, you know, children out there who, you know, when they see this, they're this person, like this is something that everybody is in danger of happening to them if you live in America. Doesn't matter. It can happen in the middle of the street in broad daylight while people look on.
Yeah. I'm just at a point where I'm tired of like begging white people to stop killing us or thinking we are dangerous. I've had to do versions of this every time unarmed black people are killed, where I try and advocate for evolving your point of view or perspective on what a black person is or how they behave, how we look at the world, what our intents are outside of just honestly living like anybody else. There's no secret to it. We're not, our houses are not different. Our parents are not different. Our upbringings are not different. We still, there's, we are human beings. And, you know, when black people call out racism, unfortunately in this country, white people have a habit of immediately turning off. Because it's a thing that we're used to seeing in America. It's like, well, yeah, I know. Yeah, I get it. Everything's racist. But, you know, and I know that most people completely turn off because I look around me and all of the evidence remains of systemic racism and white supremacy in this country and the point of view that black bodies are a threat and are disposable. And you know, when we can only advocate for our own communities to a certain point until it plateaus. And the reason we advocate is because we're trying to send a message to the dominant cultures, the dominant forces in our society, the hegemonic classes in our society to be allies, to understand, to see our humanity and say, hello, we can only say, please stop killing us so much until you have to begin to look at your own world and say, well, I have to also do some cleaning up around here too, because it's on one level, it's not just, and I don't mean this just for black people. I mean this for any group. There are plenty of groups in this country where we need the help of everybody to make sure we are not killed or mistreated or have our autonomy and sense of agency completely disregarded. I know that people, it's hard to hold people accountable, especially loved ones, friends, or family, because you can alienate yourself by being like, by calling racism out. But there's really no other way. You have to begin signaling to your fellow people, no matter what community you're in, whether that's me talking to Asian people I know, black people I know who might say some weird shit about another group, like, yo, kill that shit. That's racist. Knock that shit off. You don't have to flip tables, but you need to at least be there to say, bing, up, sorry, alert. That's fucking not right. And I'm telling you, I know that's not right. And I don't like that you said that. I'm not going to fight you about it, but that's what it is. Because we are sticking up for ourselves as best as we can, and we are still dying. So now we need you to actually help, you know, stick up for our lives. And stop listening to our music. Stop taking our culture. If you aren't going to stand and be counted when our lives are at stake. I don't know how else to say this. It's so, I don't want to see people smoking blunts at white girls or they're listening to fucking Lil Uzi Vert in their Instagram stories. And the next thing you know, the best they can muster up as a response to this racism stuff is like, LOL, that lady lost her job from the Central Park thing. Can you believe it? That doesn't heal our wounds. I'd rather see a video of you coming for your friend who's calling some shit ghetto or saying, oh, look at those thugs over there. Call that shit out. That makes me feel like you are actually trying to do something and actually advocate. And I know it's uncomfortable, but by doing nothing, we will continue to bear the brunt of unfettered white supremacy. So you can continue to be comfortable around your racist peers. And I just want to say, please, everybody out here is a human being, black, white, Latino, Asian, Arab. It's all, we are all just trying to fucking live, man. And the whole deck is already stacked against us. Everybody. So what? Why are we wasting our energy looking at each other like we don't give a fuck about each other? It's going to eat you up inside. You need to open. We all need to just open ourselves up to really sticking up for our fellow human being, no matter what. Whether that, if you're a black person and you hear somebody making some stupid comment about an Asian person and fucking coronavirus, shut that shit down. If you want to fucking say something about a Hispanic person going to their job or whatever, you want to say some dumb shit, you hear somebody say something, or you even have a thought and you think, oh, I made a joke in my head. Please bring awareness to that, because that's the only way we're going to move forward. We can't continue to do the cycle of, oh my God, you're right, that's bad, and then just let the flame die out. Because having to walk around and think, fuck, man, could somebody just think, is it okay? Like, this crosses my mind all the time. I have to throw I pick up my dog shit, and I might be near someone's driveway, and I want to throw the dog shit away in their garbage can that's kind of up the driveway. Not even that far. But I have to think, is it safe for me to approach to throw dog shit away? Because I don't know this neighborhood. I don't know if someone's looking out their window and is just ready to, looks at me at some certain way. It's tiring. We can only, I think, just as an entire race of human beings, everybody, we have to look at each other and just shut all this bullshit down, man. Because look at where it goes. Fucking, it's only going to be 5 days. So I'm saying the same thing again, and I'll say it, but fuck.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Well,
thank
we
you.
Are thrilled to be joined in our fourth seat by the hilarious, the talented super producer Anna Hosnier.
Okay, I'm gonna try an AK for the first time.
Oh wow.
Set
the table.
When my family is missing, the rest don't matter. And that's all I have. But
All right.
It's because I've been listening to Maren Morris's The Bones, and naturally, you guys have spent time in an office setting with me, and maybe I don't have the most appropriate behavior at any point, but I do, when songs get stuck in my head, I have to change the lyrics, and the lyrics always...
Are your parent? Your someone's missing. Yes, in your family.
My lyrics always find themselves back to a person in either my entire family being missing or a person in my family being missing, and me being truly just.
But they've always been missing for like a long time.
Yeah,
too.
That's the problem. Yeah, is
they've been missing for like years, and it's
you guys
always
very
strange.
It's always weird when you start to do, or I know you're about to do that bit, and there's like guests or other people who aren't in the fam in the office, and you're like, but here's the thing, Miles, I don't know if you know this about my family. I go, what, that they've been missing for 15 years? And you're like, yes. And then
it's
you do your
it's gotten me once or twice over the
and then
years.
She does her, and then she'll be like, yeah, they've just been missing and I can't find them. And I'm like, I'm sorry, person, we're trying to make some kind of development deal with podcasts. Like, this is a bit.
You'd be like, sorry, there's actually a Dateline episode about it if you want to get caught up on what happened.
Yeah, so anyway.
Blew up our Fallon development deal. We always had that guy.
He went straight to Elmo. It was bad.
Unfortunately, my family has been missing for years, and I don't know where they are. And that's kind of the, I don't know why, but that's kind of the gist of where my mind always goes.
That's
to
I love that that's
trauma.
Your brand.
Yeah.
My family's missing. Hi.
Anna, in addition to being a super producer, you're also one of my favorite podcast hosts in the world. You host Ethnically Ambiguous, which we've talked about before on the show. You also host a recap show called Deckheads.
Yes.
Deckheads?
It's about the Below Deck TV series, notoriously hated and loved by the fans. They cannot decide if they like me and Nick Turner's critiques on it, but there's something funny about the reactions we get.
Not watched Deckheads, and I still love Below Deck. I have not watched Below Deck, but I still love Deckheads.
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of people who are like, oh my God, thank you for making this show watchable. And then other people being like, I just quit the show and now I'm just listening to you guys. And then other people being like, I have some bones to pick with your opinions on these characters, but they're always like, it's just a fun ride because you don't know what you're going to get. And people really love these characters, like to a point where you're like,
talk about parasocial relationships.
Huh? Yeah. I was like, well, you know, that guy's not a great guy, but I guess if you had to see him on a TV show over and over and over again, I mean,
you'd be slowly worn down.
Yeah. Like there's a character that I started out being like, I don't think so. You are not a good person. And now I'm like, leave him alone. I guess I understand what they're coming
from. Name names.
Captain Lee. I struggled with Captain Lee for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't you see him in that tell-all from the last season, the way he was being real dismissive when the one black crew member was like, I didn't feel comfortable the way things were being handled like on the ship. And like,
that is
my problem.
Every episode. They're like, do you feel like your Chief Stu handled that sexual harassment situation good? And he's like, honestly, I think she did. If it had escalated further, she would have let me know and I would have turned the boat around.
Okay.
And you're like,
look,
there
you
is
can tell
some...
by my body, I used to be a weightlifter in my 20s.
There's just a lot of
that
blind
show, though,
spots.
It's funny because it's like a lot of people know Below Deck, but they don't talk about Below Deck. Like it's something you've come across. And maybe people don't, I don't talk about Below Deck, but I've seen damn near every episode. So I think for anybody who's seen the Bravo buffet of trash, you've sampled the deck.
Got your finger on the pulse.
It's a fun show, though. I really like boats and I really like sailing and all that. And I just love like water sports. So it's fun to just watch people. And I feel like I've also really learned a lot about like being like a deckhand. Like, I'm always like, ooh, you're going to have to give some slack on that line or you're going to hit the dock. get this. Uh-oh. So anyway.
I got to do an overrated now?
Yeah, do an overrated.
You got to do an overrated, Jason.
All right, so part of me wants to say Peloton, but I don't have it, so I can't really from experience. But it does feel like a cult, and it does feel like it's overrated, and the fact that you have to pay all the time for that. The thing, though, that I...
Why? It's the type of thing you can give your wife who's already in good shape a complex and say, here, get it.
Right.
Yeah, get in
hey,
shape.
Hey, you could
it'll
look
be the
better.
First thing that she's ever tried on her own. She'll, it'll make her grow as a human.
It's the best thing you ever tried on your own that I bought for you.
I can't believe I'm really doing it, you guys. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe that is it. Maybe I was going to say, your first picture, when your before picture looks like an after picture, Peloton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So what was your
thing? My other one was going to be like, and maybe this is showing my age, but I have always thought, and I tried to get into his music a little bit, but Skrillex, DJ Skrillex, I don't know what the fuck you call him, but dubstep and Skrillex and that stuff. And maybe that's me being, I thought for a long time, I'm like, hey, I'm just an old guy. I don't get it. I'm not into it. But then I was like, you know what? It's like, honestly, like I love so many different kinds of music. I love so many different kinds of new music that's out there. I love all kinds of music. This music, I think, is super overrated. And I think it falls into the category of we are calling this person a genius just because I think we're supposed to call this person a genius. He's not a genius. He's not. He's
right.
doing something. He's doing something, but like it's
he's
overrated.
He's doing something, this Skrillex. He's doing something over here.
He's pushing buttons. He's pushing buttons.
I think,
Jay doesn't
well, dubstep, I think, is really interesting. I love that this is a take from 2011 that we've just got to in 2020.
Yeah, that's right. Is it time? Can we now, do we have enough distance that we can
overrated.
Now look at it
overrated.
And be like,
Jay's
right,
time
we
capsule.
Were, what the
and like, also, he looks like Corey Feldman like with an interesting haircut. Let's be real.
He does.
I think, you know, with dubstep, like me, I'm also a musician. I love making music, playing music. And when I first heard dubstep and tried to make it, that was when I had respect for them, because when you actually look at like any kind of synthesizer software or whatever, and to do all those, it's a lot of work. But yeah, to a certain point,
so he doesn't understand it.
But also to a certain point though, I feel like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Now I'm trying to think of like, well, maybe there is some dubstep we could get you into. Maybe Skrillex was the wrong venture in there. Maybe like a Rusko remix of a song you already know.
There we go. Mm-hmm. So that's it. I mean, I'll say one more thing that I think is overrated, just because I want to have my own thing, is that when we were in Madison, Wisconsin in the winter doing shows there at a great club, the Comedy Club on State, everybody was like, you got to go to the indoor farmer's market. They're like, you got it. There's this indoor farmer's market. You got to go to the indoor. Have you been to the indoor farmer's market?
It's like nothing you've never seen
anything like indoor farmer's market. It's in a convention center. We're like an indoor farmer's market. So basically a supermarket.
Yeah, right. Because
they get their stuff from farms.
Whole Foods, like every Whole Foods we've ever been in our lives.
So that's the thing we've never seen before. All right, that
was overrated. Wow. That was definitely overrated. Yeah. That was definitely overrated.
But yeah, I think, I will say, I don't think you're missing anything by putting the Skrillex albums to bed, you know?
Yeah, so, thank you. I mean, and by the way, that wasn't a knock on all of dubstep. True. But people
we're
who
like
were
like 9 years
fans,
past it though.
I don't care. People who are big.
I love it.
People.
Yeah.
I had
mean,
to get
Shaq,
it off. Jay's
like Shaquille O'Neal is a huge dubstep fan. If you see him now, he's like he loves going to these dubstep shows and even DJs now.
It's
and
so
he's
funny.
The he's, hippest person we know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And he's like his whole thing. Yeah. The idea of Jay's going to now take on who's he going to take on at this point? He's like
the Tommy Gachi egg people. You're going down, bitches.
You're going down, Bandai.
No, but I kind of agree that like, you know, disco had such a profound backlash like after it was popular. But I feel like maybe dubstep didn't fully have that moment. We just sort of like moved away from it and we're like, well, that was weird. But
yeah, maybe it is kind of like that disco. Yeah.
I mean, until they're like at baseball games, they're smashing up Skrillex records in front of people.
Right.
Then, you know,
By the way, we met the guy who did that. Yeah. That promotion, by the way, that was one of the only times. So it happened
in Chicago, right?
Right, it happened in between. It's Dahl. Dave Dahl was his name.
Steve Dahl.
Steve Dahl was the guy's name. And it was between a doubleheader. It was one of the only times that they canceled the second game that wasn't due to weather and it wasn't due to anything else. It was that, and the other time they canceled it was like in the 60s. I think they had like 5-cent beer night in Cleveland, and like everyone got so crazy, they're like, we got to cancel this.
Right. For people who don't know, yeah, there was like a group ritual smashing of disco records because of like, everyone's like, this is not, we can't let rock go for this.
Disco sucks.
Was it at Kaminsky, right? It was in Chicago?
Yeah, it was at Kaminsky, the old Kaminsky Park.
That's my next take. Disco, overrated.
Right? Yeah, you heard it. You heard it right here.
Why do you like me now?
He just dropped the mic, folks.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.